Good morning. 7:24 a.m. on Thursday, May the 4th, 2023. Overcast morning, kind of crappy looking. Supposed to rain this afternoon. Still going to be mid-70s. Yesterday was 80. Probably snow soon. Spiffy orange. Spiffy orange motorcycle. Every once in a while I think, oh gee, wouldn't it be cool to have a motorcycle? It would be, but then I'd, oh, phew. Great, I'm gonna get a lung full of lawn chemicals here. Wouldn't it be spiffy to have a motorcycle? And then I thought, yeah, you'd die. I just don't have oh good, and he's gonna spray right where I'm walking. Fuck you too, Jack. Ooh, did I say that out loud? I'm gonna cross the street right here. Try to put some air between me and the harmful chemicals. Back over in a minute. Anyway, hi. I think I'm going to be done with the book today. I was going to say, I hope I get done with the book today. But I think I'm going to be done with the book today. I think I'm going to be... I got one last scene, one last chapter to tune up. And that'll be it. Then I'm going to take a couple days off. Oh, here comes sports t-shirt man. Now I'm going to take a couple days off and play Horizon Zero Dawn and lay low.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Another cool, nice day, right?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. Actually, it's kind of a crappy day, but he's in his tracksuit. I didn't see which sports team it was, but it was one of them. He didn't wear his hat today. I wonder if his ears are freezing. So yeah, book is coming along. Oh, I feel so good to be really close to the end of this. It was, it's been a long journey. And I'm really, really happy that I went back and said, no, I need to fix this ending. Because it's a lot stronger. I like it much better. I don't know that anybody else will, but I do, and that's... It's really my touchstone, really. Is this the story that I'm trying to tell? Yes, it is. I had a sandwich yesterday. You don't understand. The problem is, yeah, so what? You made a sandwich. I made a sandwich from homemade bread yesterday. And other than Silvermine, it's the first sandwich I've had in a very long time. The idea that I might be able to eat two slices of bread together and not have them turn to mush and gum in my mouth to the point where I couldn't eat it, which has been sort of a fact of life for me. It's like I can have one piece of toast. If it's toast and it's got peanut butter or butter on it, then the toast is crispy enough, breaks down fast enough that I can chew it and swallow it before it turns to mush. I I roasted a chicken the other night. It was the first time I've had chicken in a year that wasn't cardboard, styrofoam. So it's getting better. It's getting better slowly. Part of it is the homemade bread. Oh my gosh. This sourdough, this latest loaf is so much better. It's so much less sour. It's got just the right texture. It's got just the right flavor. Well, as near as I can tell. The kids are eating it, so I'm taking that as a good sign. I almost forgot to feed the starter yesterday. Not like it would have mattered. It would have been fine. I just had to go and feed it today. Feed it early this morning. I could probably let it sit on the counter for 2 or 3 days without it going bad, but I keep wanting to use it, so it's like, okay. So we'll keep it fed. I can afford 100 grams of flour a day. Memories today. Playing the haiku prompt for the day has me thinking about photographs. And one that keeps coming to mind. I think of moments that I've managed to get pictures of. And most of the pictures I've taken have been sort of, The ones I remember most are the ones, not vanity or anything, but the ones of me in various situations that commemorate aspects. There's a Polaroid that my mother took on September 14th, 1970, the morning I went to boot camp for the Coast Guard. I got out of the car, she took out the Polaroid, and I leaned on the door frame, looked back into the car, and she snapped a picture. She got me, and right in the background is just, you can just barely make it out, is the Coast Guard recruiting station sign. It was not quite a month before my 18th birthday. And if there was ever a picture of somebody who probably should never have considered any form of military service. That poor schnook. He had no idea what he was in for. The upside, of course, is that he didn't get drafted to go to Vietnam. That would have been much worse. He lived. Continues to do so. There's another picture of me sitting on the side of a hill in Kodiak, Alaska, sitting on the side of Barometer. And the hillside is going up at like a 60 degree angle. It's really steep. And I'm perched on a rock on the side of it, amongst all the bracken and whatever it is. Coming up on it, get ready, say with me, monk post. And my friend Rocky Rockwood, Stephen Rockwood, may he rest in peace, snapped a picture with Pyramid Mountain in the background, and me perched with my little day pack. Young and Dumb. I don't know the date. It was Kodiak, so it would have been 71. Sometime between 71 and 72. Just a couple years after I got out of the guard. Just a couple years after I got out of boot camp. I graduated from boot camp in, I think it was November. Yeah. 1970. Went to Radio Monet School in New York City. Learned my didadit. I'm so dumb. I've had a couple people say, you ought to write a memoir. And it's like, no, I shouldn't. I should not write a memoir. I really don't want to document just how stupid I've been my entire life. Yeah, but you've done so many cool things. Yeah, but I've done so many horrible things. I don't even want to think about them. I've done so many stupid things. I don't even want to think about them. Let alone think about trying to write around them, or deny that I did them, or fail to acknowledge and thereby learn from my stupidity. I'm still stupid. I'm pretty much convinced that I'm still stupid. That every day I just find new ways to be stupid. And then I think, well, I wonder if that's everybody. Do we all have those things? I remember having a conversation with a coworker back when I was working at BIW as a programmer. Morning, Pooch. Morning. And, talking about regrets, and I was so young, I didn't know enough to have regrets. I didn't know enough to realize that there were things that I should probably have regretted even then. If I had known, perhaps I wouldn't have been as stupid as I was going forward. But if I were ever write a memoir, I think the title would be Still Stupid After All These Years. Because I guess it comes down to it. It's like, I think everybody's probably got those stupid spots. out of ignorance or self-delusion or whatever. Deep thoughts this morning. That I looked up the, I have that picture of me, that Polaroid of me. I have a drawer, I have a big drawer full of photographs, including that one from on the side of Barometer. But it took me less than 2 minutes to find the Polaroid. So I scanned it. I cleaned it up a little bit. I haven't cleaned it up very much, but that was a big black spot. If anybody remembers Polaroids, the black and white in particular Polaroids, the the worst phone on the market today takes better photographs in terms of image quality. You know, in terms of subject, I'm not sure. There's a lot of really high quality, iffy content images out there. But I compare that to the one I took, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. The picture of me trying to take a selfie on the morning walk and trying to figure out how to make the camera face me and how to press the right button and where to be looking. And the sun is in my eyes. I couldn't really tell if I was looking into the camera or not. And there's a picture of me that is me at that age. I don't know if it's 67 or 68 or something. Maybe 65. I don't remember now. But you know that thing where everybody talks about, well, yeah, I look in the mirror and I still see me at 16 or still see me at 20 or still see me at, you know, some much younger age. And I really saw me as the age I was. And I like that picture. I like that picture a lot better. I'm also glad I fought the urge to take a picture of me in the throes of chemo sickness. Documenting that is not something I really wanted to do. I'm glad it was successful. I'm not particularly glad I had to go through it, but I suspect there will be worse things yet ahead of me. Let's talk about Horizon Zero Dawn. That's a much, much more upbeat idea. It's so much fun. I'm having so much fun with it. I've only got stuck once, twice maybe, where I had to look something up and find out what the hell is this. How do you get through here? So I found a YouTube video and it's like, oh yeah, oh. Yeah, that. Once you know the trick, it's really easy. But trying to figure out the trick is, well, that's what that means. That's what that light is. Oh, okay. And PC Herring reached out to me yesterday because he heard his name on the podcast. Morning, PC. I'm really looking forward to getting this book done so I can have 2 days where I just play. Me and Aloy. Killing machines, solving puzzles. Much fun. One thing I figured out yesterday was, I couldn't figure out why there was lots of dandelions 1 minute and no dandelions in the morning. There are dandelions. Apparently they close up at night and come out again when the sun shines, because they're all there. They're just tight little buds. Kind of cool. I never knew that before about dandelions. I learned something new. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day.